It's time for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill, our regular check-in with our local school districts around the community. Today we are talking Orange County Schools, and there's a whole lot to catch up on as we're hitting about the halfway point of the fall semester. Joining me on the phone to share more about what's happening around the district is Chair of the Orange County Schools Board of Education, Hillary McKenzie. Hillary, welcome back to the segment. How are you?
Hey, Brighton. I am doing pretty well. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, there is a ton to talk about, and want to start with what seems to be a pretty pressing topic that we're continuing to learn a little bit more about here in the southern part of Orange County, but that folks in the Orange County Schools District might have been aware about for the last little bit. You shared as we were preparing to have you on for the segment that there has been some recent drama in Orange County School Board meetings, which are happening in person again. Can you share a little bit more about what's going on?
Absolutely. So I think folks are generally aware that tensions have been rising in school district boardrooms since the beginning of COVID. In addition to health precautions and parents and community feelings around that, tensions have been exacerbated by fear of equity efforts, and particularly in regard to the Black Lives Matter movement and the narrative that schools are teaching critical race theory. That's sort of the backdrop for all of this. At the Orange County Schools Board meeting on September 13th, we were at a school in-person meeting, and we had received notice that parents were going to be protesting some of the COVID-related restrictions that we would be discussing that night, such as masking and spectator limits. And I'll start by saying that there were lots of parents there who were simply addressing health measures. But in addition to that, there were two men in Proud Boy shirts and hats who were in attendance. One wore a stocking over his face, which completely obscured his entire face for the whole meeting. The other one in Proud Boy gear told our board during public comment that someone should tie rocks around our necks and we should throw ourselves in a river. That's pretty close to the exact quote. There was someone dressed in a full costume, either as a rat or a possum, not exactly sure which. SROs took a knife and a spear off of someone coming into the meeting. One man carried a sign that read, "The Trail of Tears Ends with the Board of Education," which I took to mean he was comparing genocide to COVID precautions. Moms for Liberty made their presence known and shared with the media that they have four candidates they're going to run for our board in the next election, which will be decided in the March 8th primary for those who want to follow as that unfolds. Later that week, well, that's sort of the context of that board meeting, and it was pretty intense. And some other things followed later that week, but I don't know if we want to pause here if you had any questions about that specific board meeting.
Well, there are certainly a lot of questions that arise from that, but I think we can continue to talk about what happened later on, which we spoke with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver about earlier, or recently, I should say, as she said that there was a protest about the attendance and capacity limits at high school athletic events that happened later on in the week, correct?
That's right. There was the board became aware of an event that was being billed as a tailgate protest planned at Orange High School on the 24th of September. It was being billed as a protest for the COVID measures, as Jen shared with you. At that protest, again, there were lots of parents and students who were simply protesting the spectator restrictions and mask limits. But at that protest, there were also 10 Proud Boys in full gear with flags patrolling the right-of-ways outside of campus. They had a megaphone. They were yelling racist, homophobic, transphobic, using threatening language. They told counter protesters at one point to go kill themselves. Staff members and board and students have emailed us about their feelings. And I actually spent about half a day at Orange High School talking to some students about their feelings about all of this. And I thought that I would share a couple of things. We had one staff member email us sharing, having witnessed recent board meetings, the most recent one in person, I felt afraid. Afraid for you, afraid for me, afraid for our students and staff. If we don't draw the line at racism and hate, why are we even here? And more importantly, who are we here for? And then I do want to say before I share this quote that the students who the board and district leaders were working with were aware that their words would be shared publicly, and they have consented to them being shared anonymously. So I think it's really important that I let folks know that. One of our high school students shared, who was on campus during the protests with Proud Boys, shared, "My mind began to wander as we passed the group of racist, homophobic, and misogynistic protesters by the Orange High School student parking lot. They yelled homophobic slurs, called us communists, yelled comments about race, expelled lies upon lies, and expressed their disliking of our black principal simply for his race. Questions began to arise in my mind. What will Monday in class be like? Will I be ridiculed by classmates? How atrocious it is for students to be forced out of the rear entrance of school for being out of fear for being ridiculed. How disgusting it is for students to physically break down at the news of these protesters being out front of their high school. I do not feel safe. My peers do not feel safe. Any person who attends this school who is not a white heterosexual male was in danger that day and is still in danger from that day." And I share those quotes because elevating student and staff voices is really the whole point of serving on an elected board for me. And I think both of those quotes really speak to why it is important to address that this is happening and why it is so important for people to know it's happening in Orange County. Like, this is not just a cute SNL skit. This is really happening here in Orange County.
We're speaking with Hillary McKenzie, who's the chair of the Orange County Schools Board of Education, and talking about the recent presence of Proud Boys in demonstrations and school board meetings. And for a little bit more context, for those who might not know, the Proud Boys are a designated hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That is what they have deemed them, and they are described as a neo-fascist group who had many ties to the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, several years ago. And hearing these stories, I do think it is probably going to be kind of shocking for people who might be here in the southern part of Orange County, Hillary. So, you know, with that in mind, and with the stories that you have just shared, what is the board planning to do in response? And I imagine that there are only so many steps you can take, of course, because it is important that public hearings remain open and available to anyone in the public. But there are also, as you mentioned, certain lines that must be written. And keeping people who are attending those meetings safe is definitely one of those important lines. So what is the board's plan from at least in the short term for next steps?
Sure. So certainly we are coordinating with the Orange County Sheriff's Office to provide security for our students and staff members on our campuses. So that is obviously happening. We are creating communication and action plans around what we do when hate groups are present on or near our campuses. There is, you know, a distinction between if they walk on our campus and they're on the right of way. And so we're working with our attorneys and law enforcement to determine exactly what we have the power to do to protect our students in these situations. We are certainly engaging with our students and staff members around what they feel like they need, and those conversations will be ongoing. At our next board meeting, we will have a resolution on our agenda that shares more student voices and staff voices and names the harm that is being done in our community by these actions and by folks standing by not doing anything about the fact that this is happening. So our board will address that on at the next meeting.
Absolutely. And again, since you have been kind of in the center of this too, it sounds like, and you've been talking with these staff members and students who have been sharing concerns, from your vantage point, Hillary, what do you think the broader Orange County schools community and the Orange County community should be taking from these experiences and trying to do when having these discussions that sometimes get heated? What do you think that the community should be taking from this at large?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I think that the main reason I felt like it was so important to come on here and talk about this is because I want the community to really listen and hear what our students and staff members are saying to us. I want to raise awareness. So educating ourselves about local extremist groups and how they're infiltrating communities and different causes in our community and gaining social and capital power in that way. And also recruiting. There is a real potential for recruitment in these situations, and I find that really deeply concerning. And I also just really want to encourage community members and elected officials to speak out against extremism. It has never been more important than right now. So I would say those are the main things.
Do you feel safe? Do other board members feel safe holding board meetings in person going forward?
I don't, that's a tricky question, Brighton. I will say this. I feel so committed to speaking truth to this situation and standing up for our students. I want to make it so clear that our board stands united in solidarity with our Indigenous, Black, Brown, LGBTQ students and staff members and community members. And we're going to continue to name harm and stand against hate in our community.
We're speaking with Hillary McKenzie, the chair of the Orange County Schools Board of Education. The district's website is orangecountyfirst.com. And we have just a couple minutes left, Hillary. I'm hoping that we can maybe pivot to other things that are happening around the district, because it is a really busy time in schools. What are some of the more positive things that you've been hearing from around the district that you want to maybe take a moment to highlight for folks to at least share to end on a little bit of a lighter note?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many great things going on at Orange County Schools. One thing that I will just highlight is that at our last meeting, our superintendent, Dr. Felder, recommended and the board approved a $1,200 bonus for every full-time employee of Orange County Schools. And at our upcoming meeting, we will be hearing a recommendation for our part-time employees. We all felt like this was really so important in recognition of everyone's hard work and dedication during these very difficult circumstances. I mean, not only is there COVID, there are so many layers to why this moment in time is so hard for everyone serving in the education world.
Yeah, that is definitely some more positive news there. And again, more details about what the Board of Education is up to, as well as the rest of the district, can be found by going to orangecountyfirst.com. Hillary McKenzie, as always, thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Brighton. Take care.